Ta'alo falava, everyone. You are listening to the very first episode of the Raising Chiefs podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Ma'alo lava soifua malange mama. Olo oingoa alofa te'o. My name is Alofa Te'o and I am going to be the host for this podcast. And I'd like to introduce you to the rest of my ainga. Would you like to say ta'alofa MJ?
Ta'alofa MJ. Olo ingoa o sewe mau, e ni mau tau sanga o te fia fia o te alalu mala o wō.
Okay, so that's MJ. If you didn't understand what he was saying, his name's MJ, he's 5 years old, and he likes to play with his friends.
Yeah, tā rofa lava, olo ingoa o sewe mau, wa uwo ole ta mau nei a iga.
Myself was born in Samoa and immigrated to Australia when I was very little. So I grew up and I was raised and educated here in Australia, hence the very Aussie accent. Mao was born in Samoa as well. Mao, do you want to just quickly say where you're from? Whee Nguuma.
Ia, o te saumbelengu o Waiwasitai, o Motaa, ia Masalani. Ia, leo langa atua lava na o laisa moa ma o ngai. Ia, leo ua whaatasi mai nei Australia le meo loo nofoi, ia le tolua, ia Manatili.
So, Mao, his preference is to speak Samoan, so apologies to anyone who doesn't understand. So our approach to this podcast is to make it bilingual. So just a warning to anyone who may not understand the Samoan words that we use, but the podcast is going to be bilingual, just so you're aware of that. My village in Samoa is Sinamonga. That's where both of my parents originally from. I grew up there before we migrated here to Australia. So have very strong ties. We both still have very strong ties to our nu'u, or our villages back home in Samoa. MJ, he was born here in Australia, so he is what you would call a second-generation Australian. So second-generation Australians are Australian-born people living in Australia that have at least one parent who's born overseas. So MJ has both of his parents born overseas, and so he's classified as a second-generation Australian. So you heard us talk a little bit about our villages, where we come from, who we are. So we're going to just talk a little bit about what led us to this point. So why are we doing this podcast? The reason behind Raising Chiefs, which is the name of our Facebook page and our Instagram handle. And I guess the inspiration behind our approach to parenting, which you could say is a form of bilingual parenting. Obviously, we are Samoans. We speak Samoan. Both sets of our parents speak Samoan. We were brought up in the Whaa Samoa, being raised in the Whaa Samoa way. Even myself in Australia, I was brought up in the Ifakasa church, so there was no shortage of Samoan events or Samoan people or just, Samoan culture and traditions that I was exposed to. The way that we're going about raising MJ is that we want him to be able to speak it well. Mal. And that's important for us because obviously, we want to maintain the culture. And without the language, there is no culture. That's what I personally believe. So I guess, do you have anything to say about that? I guess with Mao, He's only been living in Australia for what? How many years? Five years now?
5 years.
5 years, oh. So, o la se mea nga e vaaiele I lo sauinge, I lo ngofuinge o Scalia, e se nga I o langa o ka Samoa I ngei. Obviously, there's a big difference between, you know, the way we live our lives here in Australia and Samoa, obviously.
Ole, mea pito I sile na ese ia, ia le ola I Samoa, ma le ola I a kung ui fafo, ia ole, me mo mua lava le ngana. Ole ngana le, so cha I pe communicate ia, tangata. O Samoa ia ke lei ngā whaonga le masaro le iwas fulpasengi o le taime e ke lei ngā kukalawha Samoa.
But do you think that's true? I don't know. I think more and more these days, o le wako ke lei akangaka wo I whafo, you know, outside of Samoa, wo a o ngai whafo koe oku, e koe ngofo I Samoa. What I'm hearing is there's a lot more people now actually speaking English in Samoa. Mm. Ele kukusa, ele pe yo aso la. Ai, ele mawhaifu inga e wha akusa ia.
E sa ole kūlanga ngā e orkele a ia o I kongole.
Kongole a ina.
E pūrenga mō meo wha makai. Ia ole wha Samoa. Se I wanga inga lue ngā lma lō ia makongo kampangi. Ngai kau mau ere mea ngā le pairin kō ho ile le kau kala wha pārangi, kau kala wha Samoa.
Yeah. Alala, so what was your observation I lau sau lau o limangau sanga o e ngofo ingi? What's the
alasa mea? Ia uia wa ore makai. Wa a makangau ngā loa ko ia ui si mea wha makai. I upu ho I e whawhau wa ina unga e o ai ngō mō me o whi ngō karisami o kau ngalo I a ui ngō whi ngō karisami.
And why do you think that is?
O ngā wale o koe kau kukala I kere o kai.
Yeah, but angai ke kau kala I a...
Awe o kau kala a ere o koe kukusa mana mea ngai I sa mō.
Yeah, so that's the environment. So what Mao's talking about is he's been here for 5 years now. So from his perspective, he's already starting to lose some of that language, and you know what a difference 5 years can make. It's sad to hear that, but that's actually what happens to a lot of our people, a lot of second generation, third generation Samoans who live in Australia or you know countries like Australia, even New Zealand. Are losing their ngangana because, you know, we're not living in Samoa, obviously. But even when we are living in countries where English is the dominant language, such as Australia, and we are embedded in Samoan communities like the one that we live in, we're still seeing that language loss because, you know, the fact is we live in an English dominant society. So there aren't the opportunities to use the ngangana, especially for a matai such as yours. There's nowhere for you to practice the culture, which requires the use of ngangana Samoa. So that's a really good insight as well. We're going off track a little bit. So that's kind of the whole sort of purpose. We've obviously I've lived in Australia all of my life, and I know personally that there are a lot of Samoans that do not know how to speak the language. There's a difference between being bicultural and being bilingual. There are a lot of people that are very strong culturally, but lacking those language skills. And I've seen a trend in recent times where people are actually paying, you know, other Samoans to teach them the culture and the language, which is really positive. So that's the whole reason why we're intentionally raising MJ to be bilingual. Because we understand all of that that's going on. Obviously, we want MJ to be able to speak the language and communicate with his family in Samoa. And that's a huge, another big reason why. I'm just going to throw out some stats. I won't sort of tell you exactly where we live, but where we live in an area where there are a lot of Samoan, a lot of Polynesian people. And in fact, according to the 2016 census, Samoan is the most spoken language other than English. The next language after that is Vietnamese. So we actually live in a community where there are a high number of Samoan language speakers. Samoans are the third largest ancestral group after English and Australian. And so I got those stats from the Australian Bureau of Statistics. More broadly, in Australia, across Australia, there are 24,017 Samoan-born people. Most of those are in New South Wales, followed by Queensland, where we live. In Victoria and then Western Australia. And of those people, 85% of those 24,000 odd people, the main language spoken at home is Samoan. So there's, you know, literally thousands of Samoan speaking people, or at least people who have identified Samoan as their main language spoken at home here in Australia. So that's really good. I don't know whether that number is increasing or decreasing, but my guess is that that's probably decreasing. So why Raising Chiefs? The name, I came up with the name Raising Chiefs last year, I think, or might have even been the year before that, because for a long time I've been thinking of how I can share our experience. Obviously, we've been parenting for 5+ years now. For 5 years now. And so we have been exposing our little chief to Ngangana Samoa for that, you know, for 5 years. And for some time, I've been thinking about a way that I can share this and actually I started the Facebook page last year because I wanted to connect with other young parents like us, and we haven't met anyone who is doing what we're doing. Maybe there are some out there, but we haven't met them, and I know that there are parents who are using Ngangana Samoa, but what I mean is actually using it with their children and actually speaking to them, and they're, you know, expecting that their children speak to them back in Fa Samoa, you know, as part of their normal everyday conversation, and not just to, you know, give them instructions or fa kung kameki, but to actually immerse their children, intentionally bring them up in the Ngangana Samoa. So we've yet to meet anyone like who's doing something similar, but if you're listening and, you know, you're in the area, we'd really love to connect with you, because sometimes it feels like when I go out and I speak to MJ, you know, Okaukala Fa Samoa MJ, I feel like, you know, people kind of look at me sideways if there's another Samoan, you know, and they kind of hear that I'm speaking. It's like it's not normal. It just feels like it's not normal. One of the missions that, or one of the visions that I have for Raising Chiefs is that hopefully by promoting bilingualism, and specifically, you know, Ngangana Samoa, and using it with MJ and seeing him and sharing his progress with others, hopefully that's going to encourage other parents, or you know, not even parents, it might be you, if you're listening and you're wanting to improve your own ngangana Samoa, you know, to normalize it. Because I have to tell you, at first I did feel silly. There were times when I felt like, you know, I would talk in Samoan. I know my Samoan is not 100%, but Ma will never tell me, you know, he'll never correct me. So, you know, I feel very safe to make mistakes, and that I think that's really important. Make it normal. Hopefully, you know, make people see and realize that speaking your own mother tongue shouldn't be, you know, something that's snickered at, or something that you only do inside the church grounds, or you know, during family gatherings or cultural you know, ceremonies. So, you know, it should be part of our everyday life. And I understand that not everyone has the ability to do that. So hopefully this will inspire you to make a start. And with that said, we're going to just share, should we share some tips? Because I guess that's the point of this podcast, is we're going to obviously share our journey as, you know, in bilingual parenting, and in specifically raising kids in the Ngangana Samoa. But we also want to share practical tips and strategies and things that worked for us that might help others who are on this journey as well. So,
I'm sorry, or come five interacted with my kiki for some
more. Oh, so you're saying the parents?
Yeah,
it's parents, the parents' responsibility for if they have young children.
I come for see a car, come my kiki, come five, at least come five, come call, I sing a opus a cassi pail for some more. Young Anna and Makayana will build up your young vocab if I saw it get up for some one thing.
Yep. So obviously, yeah, using the language and encouraging your children to use it, whether it's a word in a sentence, that's better than nothing. That's a good point. I think also with that, probably if you haven't spoken to your children or to your child in Samoan before, I probably wouldn't recommend just kind of breaking out into Fa'a Samoa, you know, all of a sudden out of the blue. I think you really need to communicate your intentions to your family, especially if you have little ones and all they've heard you speaking around the house is English. All of a sudden you start busting out your, you know, your Fa'a Samoa, they're probably going to look at you and go, well, why are you talking funny all of a sudden? So I think that conversation needs to be had. You know, get them to understand why you think it's important, and get them excited about it. I think it's one thing to try and ram it down our kids' throats. That's not the approach that we've taken. The approach with MJ that we've taken is I've tried to get him excited about it. So we try and, you know, seek out resources that I know will interest him. That's been a long journey because it was really hard back then to try and find resources that will interest, you know, a 2-year-old. But now I'm seeing a lot more Samoans and, you know, other people developing resources, which I think is really good. And please keep doing it. Please, we need more, because There's not much out there that, you know, we all know that children like, they like the YouTube, they like the videos, you know, the multimedia stuff. That's what gets kids excited. And so whatever you can find out on the internet is amazing if you know how to research. Certainly reach out to us if you are stuck for ideas. My number one tip would be to just start wherever you are, just start where you are with what you have and what you know, whether it's one word in Samoan or whether it's a few phrases, or if you think you're pretty good, you know, then start there. If you're stuck on where to start, have, like I said, have a look online. You know, you probably have Samoan friends, or, you know, that one Samoan friend, either from Samoa or New Zealand, who has really good wha Samoa. Approach them and, you know, ask them if they can tutor you, or a family member, you know, your parents. If you have Samoan parents that speak Samoan, oh my God, that's a resource. That's an untapped resource. And I think it's something that we don't use. That might be a difficult, you know, an awkward conversation to have with your parents if that's not a common practice, if, you know, but you might already be, your parents might already be speaking Samoan to you. So that's a bonus. All you need to do now is to try and speak Samoan back to them. Anything else? Oh, learn. Yeah.
E muanga manga oe, e oe, e a o me whainga. Pe o me o langa upu ma whainga la unga wha sa moa ma mea o manga e reka kaua. Ma so ngā ngoi fua i a kaule a lea i a kamakiki ngā ola i ngere wai reo o isonga marama lama. Al me kaua whai, i a i loanga a o mua mua reka ukala e wha sa moa. Ka ngā ngā so uma. Ngai lo le melo le o so kua alu wa o ingi la unwa whainga ka ae le o maa lama lama i a. So ia ui o le meka ua e kaunga a maka mai from scratch mai e upu whainga o fia o i e whao nganganga wa so uma. Ia nga whakua a maka la ia ngau ki kilo resi levo o ilo le peo le a maka ngā o nga ia la ngā upu. U maa la ngā upu a maka ngā o le whainga la unwa. Ai o le whaia le mele re sao mai a hui le makua le i loa afa sa moa a o loa le i le fas le la unga a. E mo i a unga, a inga le pao le mea unga, inga le kai mianga le whaile le occasion nga a. A o se upu i a le mea wai le kau kala i a so uma. E le ise a winga.
Mai a le mangaku. It's, so what Ma was saying, if you didn't understand, is that you need to start from the basics. You need to start from the basics and then go from there. While it's great to learn proverbs, certainly I love proverbs. We've got such a rich oratory. I don't even know if that's the word. We've got a rich language history. All of our language is tied up in our mythologies and our genealogies and all of our gala melvavau. Did I say that right? You know, all of our legends and our myths, you know, they're intertwined in our language, and it's poetic and you know, beautiful. The laonga, obviously, you know, tied to the whaamatai, that's complex. Like, you know, you've got to, that takes years and years and years of study and practice. And while it's great to learn those things, and I think, Ma, I'm just picking up on your point, e alanga whai ia meanga, because I think I know what you're referring to when you say people who learn these laonga and, you know, whaalupenga, ma me whapenga without the understanding. I think the whole point of them to learn it is to actually, you know, get an understanding ole anga mu'u. So it's actually valuable for them to do that, even though e a ongi ai ngalo ka e ao. But, you know, the point is the learning that takes place, and the, I know that it's important for those people who haven't had that exposure before through, you know, through either the church, wai o kako, yanga ola mai le loko e whakasa. I think we tend to get a lot more exposure to those sorts of things. But, you know, while that's all well and good, you know, start from the basics. Learn the basics, like the Samoan alphabet. Learn how to pronounce the vaweli. A, E, I, O, U. Ia loa fa'a leo upu. You know, learn some basic functional words that you can use every day with your children or with your partners or with your parents or your grandparents within the family. So when I say functional words, words that you use for, you know, giving directions or giving instructions or things like wha mole mole and wha fitai. I think that's, you know, someone asked me for some advice, and people do ask, private message me on Facebook and Instagram just for some tips and advice. And I say to them, just start with the basics. You know, learn all of the letters, and pronunciation and all of that. And just some basic things. There's some really easy things you can do. Get your children to use Samoan words. Wha mole mole and wha fitai, you know, is an easy one to introduce, because, you know, if they're at that age where they're learning how to use their manners, then require that they use wha fitai instead of thank you. So, you know, you are kind of forcing them to do it, but, you know, it's no different to what we're doing now with teaching them how to say please and thank you. You know, make it a requirement that if they want something, that they have to use wha mole mole instead of please. So those are just a few little things. Learn the basics. Start where you are with what you have and what you know. And we'll share some more tips and strategies and some advice on our next podcast. But I think for now, I think wa vele fala.
I think
okay.
Yeah, that for. Ole mele ole. Pele mele alinga ma fuanga fai ele ia por kala mele. Inga ia fa malusia le ma ua kali ie lenga kai le lo ka kala fa Samoa. Ai ai lo fo I ka kala fa alo. Ia whakase mani loa whaife au. Ia, o mea umanga e au whaikong on murmure o le kama Samoa, por kengi Samoa, ia I loa kū, ia I loa savani, ia I loa kaukala.
Yeah, I think that's a good segue, and mangai a lau whaasoanga, because I think that will be our next topic for our next podcast. So what are those core values in wha Samoa? O le alofa, o le tautua, wha aloalo is obviously a very big one. So how does that play into the way that we parent and, you know, weave that into our language learning? So thank you for tuning in. And we hope you enjoyed our talanoanga, and that you've taken away something from our podcast today. And so tune in next podcast. I'll have Mao and MJ one last time before they...
Oh, it's more.
Before they leave me for Samoa. So, whaftai te le lava. Thank you for listening in. My name again is Alofa Teo, and this is...
Yeah, o alala toa, sere mau, la toa matai, whaftai,
all right, thanks very much, guys. We'll see you next time. Tō whāsau fua. Ole nasa e fa'afofonga i le Raising Chiefs podcast. You've been listening to the Raising Chiefs podcast. Thank you so much, Whawhetai Tele Lava, for tuning in. We hope that you've been encouraged to keep the ngangana alive in your ainga. Until next time, tō whā, soifua.